In today's Almond Update, we're talking about best management practices for almond bloom sprays. University of California experts say bloom stage is the best time to manage a number of almond pests. Bloom stage is from the popcorn tip stage up to petal fall, which is basically from February to April, but could vary a bit. There are several pathogens, each requiring different treatments at different stages of bloom. For example, brown rot treatments start at 5 to 10% bloom, scab treatments run through bloom through spring, and leaf blight treatments run from early leafing through petal fall. According to the UC IPM guidelines, it's a matter of visually scanning the orchard to determine the bloom stage and then applying the right spray. UC Farm Advisor Franz Niedelhoser has some additional tips.
Recommended approach is a pink bud spray followed by a full bloom spray during bloom. If bad weather continues, if rain continues, then something at petal fall may be in order. But certainly during bloom, a wet bloom, pink bud and a full bloom spray is recommended. If it's a dry bloom, as in no rain, a single spray is still recommended, whether that's just a little bit, 50% bloom to 100% bloom, that window is recommended.
And while protecting the crops, it's also important to protect the pollinators. Christy Heinz is the director of Project APIS-M, which has information for almond growers on keeping bees healthy during bloom spray.
Fungicides can knock bees back, and they can even repel bees. And again, you want your bees in your orchard pollinating your crop and setting a crop. So spraying in the afternoon or at night is best. Much of the pollen is shed by afternoon anyway, so that's a better time to spray.
You can get more information on the UC IPM guidelines online. We've put a link on our website, agnetwest.com. I'm Sabrina Hill, and this is Agnet West.